Now for the KSL in-depth, two of the three friends who were traveling in Europe and stopped a terror attack on board a train from London to Paris last year have now written their story in a new book.
Joining us live are Anthony Sadler and Spencer Stone. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. How you doing?
Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
I guess I have to take you back to that moment. And what is the first thing you remember about knowing there's something not right with this guy?
It was basically a commotion. We didn't quite realize what was happening. There was just commotion. A train conductor had sprinted by us down the aisle. So we turned around to see what he was sprinting from. And literally the first thing we saw was Kazani loading around into the AK, getting ready to fire it. Come in within like 2-3 seconds. Spencer was charging him, and me and Alec just followed.
Literally within 2-3 seconds.
Yeah, it was that fast.
Yeah, it all happened extremely fast.
Yeah, it's really hard to like articulate, but it was literally that fast. As soon as he stepped into the doorway, we were already on him.
There's military training though among some of you, are there not? Is there not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the military, but hey, I've been working at a pediatric clinic for all my entire service, so I wouldn't say I'm combat-oriented. You know, at the end of the day, we're just three regular guys that were on vacation.
that moment changed your life forever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's what the book, we tried to do a good job with that in the book, and we hope the readers see that. We were just three regular guys. Too often, like, the story thinks we're, like, these combat-oriented guys that are just battle-tested and we're ready to go, but we were really just three ordinary friends that just happened. It just happened to us.
Well, being able to talk about it is quite surreal, because when it actually comes to taking this guy down and preventing somebody from doing something, get into some of the specifics. I'm like, how did you actually stop this guy from doing anything?
It takes a lot. Like, you can run at anyone and tackle someone, but you know, once you get to them and you're up in their face, it's kind of like, what's next? You have to have the training and kind of like the mindset to be able to perform from there. The first thing I did was run at them, tackle them. We hit the ground. I trained in jiu-jitsu. That was my first instinct. I just threw him in a rear naked choke. And, you know, Alec and Anthony came up grabbing the guns out of his hands. He was able to cut me with one of his box cutters. You know, a couple of times, like near miss my carotid artery, almost, you know, he tried to shoot me with both of his weapons. You know, there was miracles that happened there. That's all laid out in the book. You know, like the primer in the bullet didn't work. It was a bad primer. There was no ammunition in the pistol. That was just like two of the, you know, crazy miracles that had happened on the train. Like, there's so many other things that happened. People just think that we just went in there, beat them up, and, you know, that was that. But, you know, it was, there's so many other things that could have gone the other way and changed the whole entire event.
How long did you hold them there until the train was able to stop and the authorities were able to get there?
Well, as soon as I choked him unconscious, I'd realized Mark McGallion had been bleeding out of his neck. And from there, like, the fight lasted probably about 2 minutes, and then we were probably on the ground with Mark for about 30 until the paramedics and police got on board.
So looking back now at the whole situation, what was this this terrorist capable of doing? How much, you know, ammunition did he have? What give us some of the details of that.
Well, once we opened the backpack, we saw that he had 8 magazines for the AK-47. They were all full to the brim, and then he had a can of gasoline. He pulled out the box cutter out of his pocket. He had the pistol. So, I mean, it speaks to us that he was trying to inflict mass casualties.
And you've both seen, as we have, what terrorists like this have done in mass transit places, airports and trains and stations around the world. I mean, you two plus your other friend, you saved hundreds of... If you never do any other good thing in your lives, you did something.
Feels like we peaked at a very young age. What do we do now?
Yeah. I hope I have good karma for this.
Right.
How does it feel, though, to know? I mean, you did something really, really good on that day.
I mean, to me, it's just like I feel an enormous sense of an accomplishment, and like knowing that, okay, I've done something great with my life. And I can kind of just relax. There's no pressure. But, you know, it's kind of like, all right, what now? And what do I do for the rest of my life? There's a purpose. I'm still here for a reason. So, you know, I got to keep it moving and keep working.
Yeah, it's a humbling experience just hearing the thanks from other people on the train and just, like, even when we came back to America, like Americans, like weren't even a lot of Americans weren't even on the train, but they just were so thankful as if they were right there, and it's just a real humbling experience.
May I add my thanks to those of people around the world, to Anthony Sadler and Spencer Stone, their book, The 1517 to Paris, The True Story of a Terrorist, a Train, and Three American Heroes. Thank you both so
much. Awesome stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.